third graders. This is Ms. Seeger's class here to answer all of your burning questions about fourth grade. Listen to this podcast and you'll be prepared to become a fourth grader.
Hey, it's Ian, and today I'm going to answer a question. What was your least and your most favorite subject? So, my least favorite subject was writing because you had to write so much in fourth grade, so be prepared. And my most favorite subject was reading because you get to read for 30 minutes in fourth grade. It's really fun. So I hope you enjoy fourth grade, and yeah, bye.
Hi, it's Avery.
And Giselle.
And we're going to be answering the question, do you have special projects in fourth grade? So yes, we have lots of fun special projects in fourth grade. One really cool project that we do in fourth grade is Camp Ride Along. In Camp Ride Along, you learn riding skills by going to campy stations and by singing songs before the riding star test. One more really awesome project is the Famous Texan Project in Texas History. In the Famous Texan Project, you study a Texan and you dress up like them and present to people like you are the famous Texan that you chose.
Yeah, like Avery said, we have lots of special projects, but there are some more. We have a restaurant project that's personally my favorite. It's where we make a menu and then we take people's orders and add up the total. One other project that I like is a Texas history debate, where we debate whether Texas should stay a republic or become part of the U.S.
We hope that this response helped you get an idea of some of the projects that we do in fourth grade. Bye.
Hi, guys. I'm Eric. And the question I'm going to answer you today is, are fourth and third grade alike? My answer to that question is yes. Yes, they are. As a fourth grader, you will experience hard or easy, fun or boring quizzes or problems. So be prepared for a great year.
Hello, my name is Logan, and I'm going to be answering a third grade question that you guys asked us. It's, what is your favorite essential areas? My favorite is Mega because it actually feels real to you. And for example, when we're playing soccer outside, we actually get an actual big team and we play outside on an actual 100-yard long soccer field.
And my name is Caden, and my favorite essential area? Let me think. I would say PE, definitely, yeah, is my favorite essential area, and that is because we work as a team and we get to cover many different sports. Like, for an example, some of my favorite ones were volleyball, soccer, and I think we're getting into golf. And so,
hi, my name is Kyle.
Hi, my name is Peyton. And the question we got was, what is your favorite thing about fourth grade?
My favorite thing is Camp Ride Along because you're in the environment of the woods.
My favorite thing I've learned about in fourth grade is the life cycle of a butterfly, because we got to bring in our own caterpillar and study the life cycles.
Hi, my name is Sarah. I'm going to tell you about the easiest things in fourth grade. One of the easiest things, in my opinion, was the fifth grade acceleration test. When I took the fifth grade acceleration test, I felt like I knew it all. And it challenged my brain, and I felt like my teacher prepared me for that. If you get Miss Seeger, I guarantee you will have no regrets. And my also easiest thing was the math star test, because my teacher prepared me for it, and I knew even if I didn't get it right, I could still do better every single time I took it.
Hello, my name is Zahn Sheikh. I'm answering a question. What is my favorite thing in science? My favorite thing in science is the butterfly cycle. The reason why being is because we get to have butterflies for a little while from the Sun Butterfly Center in Dripping Springs or Wimberley, and you get to see its life cycle Although the thing is, some get dead at first, but you'll get to see them in their chrysalis. You'll see they're wet. At first you'll see it's dark green or brownish on the outside wings when they come out, but they can shock you. But then after that, you'll see it's when you're about to release them. They'll have orange and black dots. Also, I would also want to, that's the reason why I liked, the butterfly cycle.
So, hey, what's up? My name is Caleb, and I will be answering your question on, is Texas history fun? Do we have it? And, here we go. Yes, you are going to read some books, or Masih is going to read some books to you about Texas history that are really, really fun. And yeah, we also have Alamo Reality, which we didn't get to try this year, or we might get to try this year, but you sure are probably going to get to try it. It's kind of like a VR experience of the Alamo. It's super cool. There's a lot of famous Texans. And it's a big surprise. I kind of want to spoil it, but I'll have to tell you. I'll give you a little sneak peek. So, famous Texans is where you get to, research this person, and you get to be, a wax figure of them and talk. And kind of like a museum, but, our class is a museum. So that's really fun. And we have Toast to Texas, which is actually happening this Thursday for all the grades, I think. Just fourth, actually. Yeah, just fourth. And super fun. We're going to do so much stuff. I don't know exactly that much about it, but I know that's supposed to be just a bunch of fun activities all about Texas. I mean, if you don't think that's fun and you don't think that we're not learning Texas history, then, man, I can't say anything more. Well, I'm Caleb Collins, and that was the answer to your Texas history question. Goodbye.
Hi, I'm Stage, and I'm answering the question, what field trips do we have and are they fun? We have Ocarina Springs and Bob Bullock Museum. It was fun in the Bob Bullock Museum because it was a museum of Texas history and you get to see a movie. In Ocarina Springs, you get to go on a glass bottom boat, but next year we'll go to Ocarina Springs.
Hi, I'm Garnet.
And I'm Maddie.
Today we are here to answer the question, are the teachers nice? And of course, yes, they are. They are very nice. They don't really get mad at all, but they will get strict if you're not doing your work and staying on task. They are very nice and stuff. I recommend
Miss Seeger, she's the best.
I recommend everyone. Everybody's really nice. Yeah. The best is probably Miss Seeger. She's awesome.
She never yells and she never loses her temper. She almost never does. Unless
she makes you feel really special and happy all the time.
Yep. Go with Miss Seeger. Bye.
Hi, I'm Riley.
And hi, I'm Harper. And today we're going to be answering the question, how many teachers will you have next year?
This year we had one teacher, but we switched every now and then for certain events.
Next year you guys will have two teachers, one for math and science and the other for reading, writing, and social studies.
Hey guys, it's Jensen here and I'm answering the question on do you have 3-star tests? We kind of do because we have the math and reading, but we take a timed writing, which is like a 35-minute story, instead of taking a writing star. Goodbye.
Hey, this is Jacob, and I want to wish you a great fourth grade year. I hope you enjoyed our podcast. Peace out.
This is Miss Seeger. I hope you enjoyed hearing from all of our kids. I can't wait to see who's going to be not only in my class, but in all of fourth grade next year. We're going to have so much fun, and you will have an opportunity to work with all of the teachers. I can't wait to see you guys. Have an amazing summer and see you in fourth grade.